Proclamation number 3434 of 11th of February, 1945. Divine creative power and creative will. The earth in its composition bears witness to God's creative will, who constantly radiates his strength and lets it gain form in his works of creation. Profound wisdom is recognizable to every human being who takes a close look at these works, and as soon as he reflects on their meaning and purpose, he also recognizes God's love. The fact that God manifests himself in his works is evident from the fact that these works are indestructible in their spiritual substance. That the form certainly changes before people's eyes but can never be completely destroyed according to its substance, because this strength is from God which never ceases to exist. But the process of change proceeds according to divine law as long as human will does not act against it. What has emerged from God will therefore always take on a different form as soon as it is visible to the human eye, but in its substance it will always remain the same. Spiritual. Thus strength from God, which, standing in different degrees of maturity, is always unconscious of itself, yet can be free or unfree. Originally this spiritual emerged freely from God and, because it was the emanation of himself, was also highly perfect. The fact that it became unfree was the result of the fact that it pushed away from God, that it distanced itself from God through its will. Nevertheless, it remained strength from God. It could not detach itself eternally from the original source of eternal strength, it only became imperfect through its will. And that is why God constantly let works of creation come into being. He bound the strength in the form which his will gave to the spiritual as a law, as a fetter, which was now bound by it but did not cease to be. Divine creative power is everlasting. It is God's emanation and cannot be eternally destroyed. What emanates from God, thus is its origin in him. It is visibly expressed in earthly creations, but the visible again harbors invisible spiritual things which must also be recognized as God's emanation. God's will, wisdom and love are constantly active in order to guide the emanating and advancing strength back to himself, which he can certainly do by virtue of his omnipotence but does not want to do because his infinite love prevents him from making the originally free unfree. For bondage is the state of imperfection. But God in his perfection only wants to have perfection in his proximity. Therefore he seeks to guide back to himself that which has become imperfect through its own will, through its striving away from God, by binding it in order to cause it to voluntarily strive towards him again. And thus he binds it in the form, in the manifold works of creation, which his creative will always and constantly lets come into being. For since the strength can never ever be lost, there are only two possibilities. Ever greater distance from God and the resulting ineffectiveness or flooding back to the original power, which means highest effectiveness, which results in unlimited strength and power for the beingness, which can now create and shape like God, i.e., in the godlike will for its own unlimited bliss. Amen.